Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with the Indiana House Republican Caucus. The 2019 legislative session is set to begin January 3rd with a long to-do list. House Speaker Brian Bosma of Indianapolis says passing a balanced state budget will be one of the top priorities.
Well, first of all, Hoosiers expect a balanced budget. It's almost a routine now where it wasn't previously, and we'll do it. We'll live within our means, and we will deliver it with no gimmicks, no off-sheet accounting, as has happened in some years.
During his Organization Day speech, Bosma also said Indiana's economy is firing on all cylinders and employers have taken notice. Existing businesses are expanding, entrepreneurs are launching startups, and global high-tech giants are relocating to Indiana. Even with these successes, there are challenges ahead.
While it's great to have a 3.5% unemployment rate at literally full employment, the number one problem I hear challenges from businesses is locating skilled employees that can pass a drug test. We have to continue promoting early career training opportunities more early than even we are doing today, and also continuing career opportunities. And again, while we've made some minor success, we have to hit the gas pedal on this one.
Lawmakers will also be working to secure more take-home pay for teachers and improving upon Indiana's already strong school safety policies.
We're going to have bills to encourage collaboration and flexibility between local law enforcement, local schools, and local mental health resources to address this critical issue. Having had kids in school and having a fourth grade teacher as a daughter now, I know every parent, every family, every child expects to go to school in a safe environment. We have to be sure that occurs here in Indiana.
This session, members of the House of Representatives are partnering with the Indiana Division of the Salvation Army to increase awareness about childhood hunger. Advocacy groups report nearly half of all food insecure households in Indiana have children living there, and 33% of those being served at Hoosier food banks are under the age of 18. House legislators are collecting non-perishable food items for school children who face a period of hunger between the free lunch they receive in school on Friday and the free breakfast they receive in school on Monday. Donations can be dropped off at the Indiana State House and one of several collection bins. For other ways to get involved with the Salvation Army, visit www.salvationarmy.org. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from the Indiana House Republican Caucus.